Well, it looks like nobody wants me to have a break. Okay, well, first time I'm going to ask you good night then. Maybe it doesn't sound like it, but I was actually born in Australia, but I was raised in France for 20 years. I worked in the health deficit and youth match in the OAS stage. I'm going to talk, I'm working in a company called Facing Golf here at New Teaming, and we're doing, one of the websites on Spatial Voice, and we're doing basically immersive voice communication for games. And we think that, that actually start working into games now, really, because before that there was doing PC, which I still have to finish, just like Facebook. We always say that PC is the next solution. And so I've been starting doing game things, and of course, taking contact with some people that when I was in France, and they things happen. And we created that Visual System Teacher Association, which it used to be called Rhythm.org because the aim was to actually free massively online music plugin called Rhythm, but we lost it. But I'm going to actually explain the whole story here. But now we are the Visual System Teacher Association, and the aim is to open source and MMORPG. Just to free the citizen of virtual voice in general. So the overview is first I'm going to explain what Rhythm is, what that game is, how actually Rhythm.org came to be. I'm going to explain our social contract, which is based on the Debian social contract. Going to explain some of the issues which we encountered when actually thought about putting a game like this one. We did an offer to the tribunal because basically it was to buy back the game from the company who went up this network. And going to explain the type of offer we had, which is kind of a bit complicated. Unfortunately it didn't go well, we didn't get the game, so what are we going to do next? So what's Rhythm? Rhythm was developed by the network in 2000 and what we 2004, so it's quite recent. It's not very, very big for markets. I think that most of the data are in Europe. It's very centered on roleplay, and so it's translation that can be role-playing games. Roleplay, as in, people be liking playing their characters inside and creating a real story, and it's very different from what most people play games, like for example in the US when you play World of Warcraft or something like this, so it's just like reading monsters and trying to level up. So the world we're actually showing a very long storyline, which is like which new chapter coming on a regular basis called the Saga of Rhythm. And they even came like an editor to enable players to create their own scenario so they could create their own adventures in the game. Initially, what he did with that was the founder of Univac, the company who made games, planned Rhythm to be an open source game. However, when he actually was forced by the shareholder to actually not follow that path, he actually left the company. So, Xavier Zodiac created Rhythm.org with the support of former Univac engineers. Members of the Open Nail community, or I think today was the Nail Aid, that we never collaborate, which has been GPL. Some recent player and other people of the free and open source software, like me, I suppose. And at the end, was to actually buy Rhythm back and from Nevrat, which was like being like, which is called Bandwrap, and transforming into the first full feature open source MMORPG. I don't think that there is a few attempts right now to actually create open source MMORPG, but Rhythm is actually a complete game which is like fully featured and really beautiful. It would have been great to put on it, unfortunate. The example we tried to follow was Blender. In 2002, the Blender community raised more than 1,000 euros to create the 3D engine. and we just wanted to do the same thing with the game. We codified our problems into what we call a social contract. So as I said earlier, it's based on the digital social contract. And we started to collect donation data. So the information that started to was quite a bit of media coverage. We had articles in BBC, the 1.0, which is a huge paper. Being in Slashdot, the flag was Slashdot at one stage, so we could access it, obviously. At the end, we got altogether we spent €170,000 in 25 days, including €50,000 from the Free Software Foundation, which actually supported our movement. And we thought that was quite impressive. So what was the social contract? The social contract was basically we have to do a promise to people who are going to do donation or to the pledge of donation because nobody actually gets directly money. And that was the rule. We would defend the rights of virtual citizens because the idea is that people who actually have an avatar in the virtual world are actually citizens of that virtual world. But the thing is that all those virtual worlds are usually owned by private companies, and the players, which are the virtual citizens, have absolutely no right to say on which direction the game is going to go, and the virtual world is going to go. And things like democracy are just like dreams. It never happens. You just follow what's there, or you can just quit and stop playing. We promise to use free software, to promote the free software in online media in general. We consider the avatar to be the property of the respective online players and virtual citizens. This is an important point. It means that if you try to create an avatar on a game server, it is your avatar. And you should have the right to download it to your computer to save it, and maybe to export it to another game server which is compatible with this one if you want. Or if you even want this avatar to be destroyed, it should be your right for your avatar to be destroyed. It's no one else's property than yours as a citizen of a virtual environment. We will not hide problems. Doesn't mean that we're going to stop them. But the idea is just not to get into bad politics. Like I think we often see when private company was voting it. And obviously having a listening process which is based on democracy. So the problem is that a massively online multiplayer role-playing game is not as simple as just even a complex piece of software. Because we have code and documentation which goes with the code that we have to manage, and all these kind of things can be done with GPL or LGPL or licenses like this. And you can have lots of coders which goes around and help each other, but you know what it is. But it nearly all the time requires a heavy and obviously expensive infrastructure which includes network, a lot of machines. Usually you have to run the machine, so even if you buy them, you still have to actually buy the bandwidth because of it, which actually costs a fortune. You also have a base of paying customers, because if you actually have to pay for those machines, someone has to pay for them, therefore you have a base of customers, and which creates a social committee. And a social committee is something that you have to manage, and it's nothing like anything else. Things like this, you actually never, barely have into other software projects. And on top of that, you also have a collection of graphic and digital art design that you have to cover with different types of licenses, and you also have to work with other people than just developers, which means musicians and other type of artists and people who also have an account. The main problem. But we had this. So there was a company in Iraq that was going bankrupt, and there was a tribunal which was in charge of selling all their assets. So we had to make an offer to actually buy the game back, but the offer had to be, deliverable. So we created, we planned to create, because that never happened, that was just a plan, if we actually offer what they have created a company called Digimap. Which was to be owned by our own association, which actually collected all of this. Megasleep, which is a company, a new company, whose CEO is Olivier Legat, which was former CEO and the founder of NetBank. if you remember, like the study plan. And Donald Trump, which is who is he's like in France, he's like one of the figures of the free and open software in France anyway, in the French community. So that all together, that company here, we actually put a bit of money on top of for the pledges we got. Donald Trump was also going to put some money in it. All together, we made a number of to the tribunal, and we will have obviously maintained the written colors with the current to the current customer base and respect the social contract that we provided. Unfortunately, the tribunal sold the game to GameForge and not to us. They actually had a higher offer than us, and they also offered to take more employees than we did. So I guess it's economic reasonable, but still the same for our clients. However, not everything is lost. NEVRAC is left behind, so the NEVRAC gallery, which is called NEL or NEL, which is a GDL statistical development automatically online delivered. To be honest, I'm not very, I don't know much about it, I haven't coded with it, but it's composed of four different things. There's NEL3D, which is like 3D audio and NEL audio video, and of course gallery, and all of these various things that we can use. All the tools that we are available at NEVRAC.org. The question is now, is GameForge going to update those tools that NEVRAC did? We just don't know, because this is so recent. The game was bought by GameForge, I think, on the 20-something of December, so it's not even like 20 days old. I'll take that for so what are we going to do now? Well, the amount of interest in the whole show that quite a few people interested in having a free machine learning language again. So now this website, digitalinstitute.org, now fits to Reason the Whole, and that's where we focus on all our attention. And even if we cannot get Reason anymore, would you think you're thinking about what we can do next? So we can actually think about preparing for a new campaign if there's another game which goes or another company which will and went bankrupt and we could actually buy the game. We're thinking about development of a new game ourselves, like other using the NEL, because some of the people who are already in the group are part of the NEL community, so they know how to program it. That's fine. And all we can actually join source with all the projects like Friendship, Project Angela, and PR or standard stuff. I don't know much about those projects. They're more or less advanced, using free tools as they can, but some of the platform ones can probably trick. But like very recently, I don't know if you heard that Second Night is just GBL their client, just their client for the moment. So we're thinking about maybe working on that, if they are also thinking about doing the same thing for the seller side, which might be the case as well. So I've seen a couple of emails going around talking about that, and that could be actually a good way of continuing now. Yeah, well, that's what I actually saw in the email as well. They said that there was a form of for which stuff also trust between different parts of the servers and simulators, that's what I was saying.
And there is the eventual goal is it actually works for that being free essentially, which means that you have to be able to set up your own digital or money way or something like that. They know that.
So that all the dimensions we actually speaking of doing things. I think actually tomorrow there's going to be a meeting in Paris with more like all the people who can actually go to Paris to the meeting to discuss a little bit of it, they will be there. And just to see and make close off like the written part and just start the new part of our digital citizenship application. So this is out of reach now, but now we have a community. So I'm going to actually use our site, which is digital citizenship.org. Post in the forums and edit our wiki if you want. And well, thank you for your time and session. If you have any questions, you can ask our Twitter as well if you can. Yeah.
It was an interesting game, and good effort. Good on them for having a daughter. I think it was a very, very thing to do.
Oh, thank you. But, well, I'll take a thank you for the whole community.
Yeah.
I thank you very much.
Thank
you. Yeah.
You mentioned that you might be looking for another game, like say something that lasts before they complete the game or whatever, or whatever. You might know the game. You mentioned a lot of games that actually get to market. So there might be another way you can actually acquire this technology. But just use the distribution or,
yeah,
you know, whatever, it's a lot of stuff.
The hardest part of the game, you're right, the hardest part of that is to know about it.
That's true.
Because often it's games which never make it to the end, which we barely know about them. But if you actually have like game names and places to actually go and things like this, please go on to our forums and talk. That would be nice. I'm happy to actually get all the different possibilities.
I think the ones that really know that we have contact in the industry that help.
I'm sorry, but we've got no time for more questions. What do you think? It was really difficult. We're actually moving back next door because it's better. The education mini course wants this room back. So, I'm sorry everybody, but you have to get up and move.